As we've been hearing, one issue that is sure to be part of immigration talks in the coming weeks is the president's proposed border wall with Mexico. The controversial wall, a hallmark of Mr. Trump's campaign, has yet to materialize. There's still no funding from Congress. 8 prototypes are still being evaluated to see how effective they are. From PBS station KPBS in San Diego, Jean Guerrero examines the challenges of physically keeping illegal immigrants out of the U.S.
And we're going to build a wall, a wall. We're going to build a wall.
President Trump promised to build a wall. Here on this dirt patch of land in southeastern San Diego are the main products of those promises. 8 prototypes of various colors and materials. Each tower's about 30 feet high, 3 times the height of the existing border fence just south of them.
Thanks for joining CBP on what we think is an announcement to be proud of.
It's been 3 months since they were unveiled, with the acting deputy commissioner for U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Ron Vitello, lauding their scale.
The biggest impression I have is how big they are.
The prototypes cost taxpayers $20 million, but it's unclear if the prototypes will ever be used because there's still no money for Mr. Trump's wall. The prospect of the wall has inspired several artistic protests, such as a billboard-sized image of a little boy peeking into the U.S. over the fence. More recently, artists projected light graffiti onto the prototypes from Mexico. One of them is Jill Holslin.
The border wall is absolutely against the core foundational values of the United States. The core foundational values of the United States have been built upon immigration, upon welcoming refugees, upon creating a society that's very diverse.
But some continue to await the wall with hopeful anticipation. One of those people is Bob Maupin, a retired mechanic whose property touches the border in southeastern San Diego County.
If we get a wall like they built in Israel, I probably will not have to wear a bulletproof vest along the border anymore.
He patrols his property for trespassers from Mexico.
Hell yeah, I'm a vigilante, if you use the word before Hollywood got a hold of it. Because originally, vigilantes were people that were enforcing the law because of the lack of law enforcement.
Along the southern edge of his property, he built a chain-link fence that runs parallel to the government's border fence. He says the government fence is pretty useless because it's so easy to climb, standing only 10 feet tall here, with corrugations that can be used as steps. His fence is crowned with barbed wire. Still, it often gets cut by smugglers. Maupin has patched it with bundles of chain link and metal slabs.
Over the years, my wife and I have spent probably $20,000 in fence repair and property repair because of these people.
Now, Maupin feels he must use himself as a barrier against illegal immigration.
It is my duty to protect my country from people invading it.
Further east, in the Arizona desert, another man searches for people who get lost illegally crossing the border and tries to save them. Here, it's nature that stops people from coming through. Hundreds die each year from the extreme temperatures. Often, Eli Ortiz recovers their bodies with the help of a group named Águilas del Desierto, Eagles of the Desert.
It's another gallon.
Ortiz says the existing wall is to blame for the deaths because it has pushed migrants into the desert.
El muro, pues es...
The wall is a method of discrimination. It's a way of saying, you're inferior to me, and here I am, marking my territory. The United States, with its policies, how many deaths has it cost?
He says a longer wall will mean more deaths. Ortiz started this rescue group after finding the body of his own brother, Rigoberto, in the Arizona desert. Rigoberto died trying to cross the border illegally in 2009.
I lost all illusions, all ambition for having things. I stopped having desires to be somebody. I wanted to dedicate my life to helping people who suffer this.
On this search, Ortiz and his group come across a stack of letters and other things that appear to belong to someone who died. A large stain of grease on the desert floor indicates that a corpse was recently removed from here.
I love you so much, Francisco, my love.
The letters appear to be from the man's girlfriend or wife.
There shouldn't be a border wall. We're all human.
Back in San Diego, Border Patrol agent Joshua Wilson says the wall makes it easier for agents to do their jobs.
No barrier is a be-all, end-all that's going to prevent all illegal activity. However, what it does is it allows us time to interdict the attempt to enter the country illegally, and it acts as a speed bump.
He says there are areas of the border that the wall doesn't address at all, such as the ocean.
We've had people try and swim across, surf across, scuba dive, jet ski. There's no end to the creativity of the people trying to come here illegally.
Maritime apprehensions skyrocketed after the first wall was built. Smugglers also started digging tunnels under the fence and using drones. And now, government statistics show that most drug trafficking occurs through ports of entry. Experts on both sides of the political spectrum agree that even if President Trump's wall is built, smugglers won't stop finding new strategies for getting people and drugs into the U.S. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jean Guerrero in San Diego.
All in all, you're just a